So, listening to a woman singing is kind of, it's comprised of many different genres. Number one, the regular thing, like the Gemara tells us, Masechet Berachot Kol Beisha Erva, that just listening to the voice of a woman is Erva. There is a, that's one thing. Then, there's also the quality of the music, which means the tzniut of the words that are being said, which the Gemara calls in Masechet Sota, Daf Mem Tet, it's called Shira Agavim, which means all sorts of coarse and promiscuous words, which many times when women are singing Bizman Hazeh, there's going to be promiscuous words. So that we do find many times, it was interesting that it's not a secret that Sephardic liturgy, which means the songs and the Chazanut of Sephardim, is heavily based on Middle East Arabic, Middle Eastern music. It's known. Now the Chida actually has a whole write-up about why, if it's mutar and why it's mutar, to borrow their music and incorporate it in our tefillot. How can that be? Especially since many of these, I don't know if you speak Arabic or not, but many of the songs that we are copying, all the famous songs that Sfaradim put into their tefillot are taken from Arabic songs that are love songs and things like that. So has that mutar. So the Chida actually discusses this in Birkei Yosef Siman Tavkuf Samach, and he brings from the Sefer Shtei Yadot, written by Maram Nunzano, he writes Meforash that it is mutar to take a song that was a song written by Goyim, to take it and to sanctify it by now raising it, right? Goyim made up the song, and now to bring it up to a higher level by making it into tunes. Ashkenazim don't usually do this. Only on Yamim Tovim, Ashkenazim sing Kaddish. Usually, they, even on Shabbos and whatever, they have a tune, but they don't sing it into a song. Sfaradim always, Shabbatot, Yamim Tovim, Smachot, we always sing Kaddishim, and we always sing, you know what I mean by sing Kaddishim, but incorporate tunes to the Kaddish, and Smechim Betzetam, and all the other parts of Tfilah. So the Chida says that that is called being Ma'aleh, raising the song from a state of Tum'ah to a state of Tahorah, and he says especially by Arabic music, because he says the Arabs stole the music from Am Yisrael, and then they claimed it to be their own, so we're not really taking it, we're just, you know, restoring it to its rightful place. So that's with regards to that. Now, what about listening to that music? So Maran Zichron Recha discusses it. He says there's no heter. Many, it's also not a secret that many Gdolei HaPoskim HaSfaradim would listen to Arabic music. That's known. And many of these Arabic songs are, you know, these Arabic songs are about, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old. And yet, even then, they were like love songs, whatever. It's not like today, that the Pritza songs of today are not like the Pritza songs of way back when. Today, it's just like Bar Minan. Then it was like love songs, like I love you, you know, stuff like that. But just, it's still also not appropriate. So Maran Zichron Berachah said that when you don't understand the language, if you don't speak Arabic, Maran Zichron Berachah understood Arabic, but he didn't speak it so well. So he wasn't focused on the words when the music was being played. So he's matil la'atzmo to listen. Also, Chaim Tzion also didn't speak Arabic, v'chule v'chule. But if it was a song with inappropriate words that you understand, then besides for the kol v'isha erva problem, that according to Maran Zichron Berachah, even if you do know what she looks like, but as long as the music is recorded, there's no issue of hirhur or kol v'isha erva, at the end of the day, if you understand the words that are being said, and the words are words of pritzut, then you still shouldn't be listening to it. So the only way to listen to Arabic music, if you don't speak Arabic, you don't understand what's being said. Yeah. What we're going on? So, to listen to Arabic music, or?
Same idea. Like,
well, you should know, Ashkenazi Chazanus is also heavily based on German and Western music. You know that there's a lot, all the instruments and stuff like that, Yossele Rosenblatt and all the fundamental Ashkenazi Chazanus is very, it's European, you know, I wouldn't call it Christian music, but it's music that was very, you know, that had to do with the time. Now, they kind of Hebraicized it with words and tunes and stuff like that, but the basis of it was also Goyish. It's not the Sfaradim took from the Arabs and Ashkenazim took from the Europeans, Ziyadua. So, over there, to listen to words, so Kol Beisha Erva, actually the thing that I just said, that Maran Zichron Berachah in Yabia Omer was Chozer Bo, that he said that you are allowed to listen to recorded female music. Now, I'm not saying hashkafically, I'm talking cut and dry halacha, okay? Like that. That you're allowed to listen to recorded, to a female singing on recording, as opposed to live, even if you know what she looks like. Rav Eliashiv held the same way. The Brisker Rav held the same way. Obviously, the Brisker Rav wasn't doing it, but that's what he held. The halacha that the issue of kol b'isha irva doesn't apply over there, but you still have the issue of hirhurim and listen to divrei agavim. So if it's you know American music and or whatever, it's in English, so you still wouldn't have a heter. Independent of kol b'isha irva, you still have the issue of hirhur. If it was in a different language and you don't speak that language, so then it would be okay. Technically,
only if she says like bad, inappropriate things, or is just regular.
To my understanding, and even since I was a kid, there's no such thing as regular music anymore. Any music with lyrics nowadays is all bad. There's no. I'm not talking about rap and whatever. Even regular instrumental goyish music, there's no such thing as parv goyish music. It's all bad. It's all about something natsanua. It's all about something that's not, you know, that's pritzut and hirhurim and stuff like that. There's no.
EDM is okay, no?
I don't know what that is.
Meaning no lyrics, words. Just no words, beats.
Yeah, technically. It's like classical music. I mean, again, I'm not going into, there's a totally different sugya, which I'm not getting into right now, about stam, listening to music post Churban Beit HaMikdash, which the Gemara talks about in certain places, Babat Adaf Samach, and Sota Adaf Memzayin. You got it, huh? No, not Memzayin, Memchet, Slicha. So, anyway, thanks for correcting me. Mikol Makom. Huh? So it's not pashut, even not instrumental. You look, there's halachot meforashot in Siman Tavkuf Samach and Shulchan Aruch Saif Giman. Maran is super machmir, as is the Rambam. The Rambam is a little bit more mekel, that by Seudat Mitzvah it's okay, and you know things of that nature. But at the end of the day, so the Minhag HaOlam today is to listen to, because most of the music that we listen to today is recorded, not live, in general. When you're listening to music, you're listening to recorded music. And in the live music that you're listening to in general is in the form, in general, of a seudat mitzvah, you know, wedding, bar mitzvah, siyum, something. So over there, that's also mutar. If it's divrei shevach v'hodaya l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's also mutar. But there are certain issues. There are things that are asur l'chol adot. For instance, sometimes you go to a fancy restaurant and there's music playing, not just the recorded, but they come and like violins and they have like a band or whatever. Isur gamur min adin, ben esfaradim and ashkenazim. There's zero heter for that post Churban Beit HaMikdash tachat kol hashamayim. Zero heter. So person has to be in a if,
where?
Huh?
Where?
Like at a restaurant, no sudat mitzvah, no nothing. Just any listening to
eating.
Huh?
Anytime you don't have to listen to music while eating.
Well, besides for eating, even if it's not eating, if it's instrumental and it's not shevach vehoda, there's a special heter that the Rambam writes in the Tshuva also. That if the music, what about a kumzitz? Kumzitz, many times you sit down, you have a kumzitz, I don't know, Matzah Shabbos, whatever. That's seudat mitzvah, it's not a seudat mitzvah. So what's the heter to do it, even when there's music and stuff? Because the music that you're singing are words of shirot v'tishbachot la'akadosh baruch hu. So there's a heter to do that too, even not in the presence of seudat mitzvah. Kol shekin bimkom seudat mitzvah. However, if it's not music, if it's not a seudat mitzvah, and the music is not shevach v'hoda'a la'akadosh baruch hu, and it's live music, isur gamur min hadin.
Well, to listen or to drink animals?
No, to listen. You're not. You have to tell them.
The Gemara says with alcohol, though.
The Gemara says even not. Even that's one pasuk. Bashir lo yishtu yain. But then there, the Gemara in Gitin Dav Zayin brings another pasuk. Al tismach Yisrael el gil ka'amim. That even if there's no yain, it's still asur. Maran shulchan
opens. Why do you need the other pasuk?
Huh?
Why do you need the other pasuk?
Zimra de mana, zimra de puma. The Gemara says to teach me. One is teaching me instrumental music. One is teaching me even singing. So that's. The lo pashut. Person has to be. This happens a lot, and like I've seen it in like fancy restaurants. That's dumb. They want to have like a kosher fancy restaurant, and they have like themes. You know, this night is going to be like I don't know.
They're not singing. They're just playing the instruments.
Doesn't asur. Asur
la'asot kacha. Even on recording.
No, I'm talking about live. If it's recording and you go into, sometimes they have like background music, whatever. It's not, huh? And that's another thing. Sometimes you go into kosher restaurants and they're playing you on the background non-kosher music. Why? Who wants to hear that? I'm not saying you should go to restaurants to begin with, but I don't. What's the heter for that? What's the heter? No, what's the heter? And then people are asking me, am I allowed to go to such a restaurant during Sfira?
Yeah.
It's not a good shy. No, you're allowed to go to that restaurant at all. Now again, usually you're not just for the ambiance. They want to take your head away from all, you know, because they want there to be some music, because otherwise it's just going to be too noisy and you're going to be focused. There's nothing worse than going to a restaurant and like focusing on somebody else's conversation. It's not fun. But the point is over there, if they bring live music just for stam or, I don't know, זה איסור גמור. אין שום היתר בעולם.
Going to a kosher concept about Isha Rivo is also, will be also a student?
So I don't like names, but I'm just saying in general.
Like in only
Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe. He says having these concerts back in the time also, you know, they had these concerts to raise tzedakah, or they had a dinner, like for yeshiva. And at the dinner, they have music and stuff like that. It's not a seudat mitzvah. Same thing. Having a concert to raise money for tzedakah or organization, X, Y, and Z, whatever. So Rav Moshe was asked about that, and he said, lechaora min adin, it shouldn't be okay. But he says, anach leven Yisrael, and it's not the best thing, but if they're singing divrei shirot v'tishbachot, ta'kadosh baruch hu, then it's okay. Now, Jewish music today, I just want to make a statement that, you know, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. But Jewish music today, just because it's Hebrew words or a Jewish singer, doesn't necessarily make it shirot v'tishbachot la'kadosh baruch hu. And I'm saying, if it's actual, like, psukim, ma'amari chazal, and stuff like that, you know, like, old-timer Jewish singers, okay, many times, it's you're singing in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'torato HaKadosha. But Jewish music today has evolved tremendously. You know, there's a lot of evolution that's gone down. So even if there are Hebrew words and concepts and whatever, not necessarily will that music always be shirot v'tishbachot la'kadosh baruch hu.
Talking about specifically Israeli?
Yes and no. Yeah. Well, that's another style today. Also, a lot of American artists like to sing in Hebrew and imitate Israelis. That's another thing also. They like to sing in their broken Hebrews, which, you know, in general, I wouldn't. If you don't speak the language, don't sing the words. But anyway, but
why is life such a problem?
Life?
Yeah.
I lost you there.
Why is life...
live! Okay.
What did you guys say? Life.
You remember you got into an argument with somebody whether or not you have an accent? You remember you had this discussion?
I'm sure I did. Like,
yeah. Anyway, but
I've been living for 21 years.
It's good. There's this girl in my oldest daughter's class. I guess they were probably one of the last ones to leave Iran because my daughter's 11 now. So she has a girl in her class from Iran, from Tehran, and they had like show and tell one day. So she brought her hijab. From, you know, the thing in her Iranian passport. It was very cute. But, you know, it's like... Huh? No, she's Jewish. What are you talking about?
No. Because
you have to. The girls over there have to wear it.
They cover their hair. They never said the right.
Okay. Anyway. No, but then it's not Pasha in Iran if you don't... There's tznius police and everything. You have to be...
Yeah. I mean, not today anymore.
They don't have the tznius police?
No, they do.
Anyway, Mikol Makom, it's like... It's a shtickle B'nai Brak, you know, Me'a Sharam, whatever, it's tznius police. Anyway, Mikol Makom, why is it such a problem? Because after Churban Beit HaMikdash, since, you know, music was a very big part of the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, the Nevi'im sang on the Duchan with instruments and everything, so it's inappropriate to engage in music when it's something that is so, you know, close to home with the Churban. The Chachamim said, you can't do it because it's Har Churban. Yeah, Daniel.
Touching back on Arab, let's say someone speaks Hebrew, understands Hebrew, but like when a song is playing in Hebrew, obviously, let's say by a goy or not, whatever, it's
not goy. Probably
not appropriate or not.
Yeah. Meaning Chiloni Israeli songs.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're not paying attention to it, though. To listen to the words, is that allowed?
If you understand what's being said, and there's...
You're not focusing.
You don't have to focus.
It's the same idea with the Arabic, though. Like.
No, Arabic, you don't speak the language. So even if you pay attention, you don't know what they're saying. If you don't speak Arabic. But Hebrew, you're hearing the words.
He just said that.
He didn't understand so well. Because he left Baghdad when he was 4 years old. And he mostly spoke Hebrew. So he wasn't... And also, Baghdadian, like Iraqi Arabic, is not like Egyptian or whatever. There's a lot of different dialects. So he didn't really understand it so well, and therefore he listened to it. It's not like he just wasn't focusing. He didn't really understand the word so much. And by the way, also, even if you speak a language, you have to speak a language well in order to pick up the words in a song. Because a song is not being spoken, a song is being sung. So the words are being stretched and stuff like that. You really have to have a grasp of the language. It's like Persian also, you know. you can speak Persian, you know, or understand it, but if you listen to the Persian songs, you don't really get it so much because they're just, they're like, right? So, anyway, but so if you understand the words and you speak Hebrew well, you know, I speak Hebrew well, and if I hear these things, even if I'm not focusing, you can make out the words that they're saying, and, you know, Chiloni music is just as bad as Goyish music today. It's just, you know, preach a song in Hebrew, which is based off of Lashon HaKodesh, which just makes it a bigger Chilul Hashem. But that's that. So it's
Asur,
you can't listen to words that are parutz. It's Asur. You can dub, I don't know if they still do, there's something called dubbing, which is that you can cancel the words.
Like, so
if
you,
huh?
No, let's say it's not explicit.
So you,
huh? English, yeah. For sure, you can make out the words anyways. Like,
yeah, so it's, if it's preacher's
like
thing,
love song. It's like a love song. Not
yeah, love songs are inappropriate. I love you. What do I need to know that he loves her or she's a Mazam Shani?
You have to dub the whole song. Huh?
First of all, that's a different Shiloh together. You know, that's the Western society's view of love is distorted. It's just all shtuyot. There's a very famous and fundamental shmuz in Lev Eliyahu. I'm going over Eliyahu Lepian in Parashat Vayetze. It says, Vayehav Yaakov et Rachel. So there it speaks about, he speaks about Torah's love versus the world's perception of love. I tend to tell people to read it because it's a very big eye-opener in what Judaism considers love versus, you know, I love you in the street. You know what I'm saying? In the street, when a person is love-struck, what do you call it? You call it falling in love. It's love is like a pit that you fall into and you break your bone. No, it's like a, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and it's, that's how you say it in English, right? You fall in love. There's no such thing in Judaism. You don't fall in love. You grow into love. You don't fall into it. It's a totally different zach, but that's not for now. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, there's a singer, I don't want to say his name, because he's Jewish.
Okay.
He sings a lot of Shiva songs.
Okay.
But sometimes, like, his riff music gets turned and he sings good Jewish music.
Okay.
Can I use his music during Shabbat? Like the Yom HaShishi, he sings a very beautiful tune. Can I use his tune during Kiddush?
So, again, I don't know what exactly it is. There's two ways to look at it, that these guys are, you know, these guys are...
He's trying to grow, but...
Trying to grow, that's nice, you know, they're really trying to be mitkarev l'aviyem shebashamayim, or just they're trying to be mikarev the dati / charedi, you know, audience. I don't know exactly what their thing is, but you do see Israeli singers many times that they do that. They make like a... They make a pivot towards dvarim shel kedushah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem o Elokim. Why? Especially when it comes to slichot, yeah. They all come to slichot and they put on these, you know, the paper conehead yarmulkes and.
He made a whole album and used like Man Shana, the Chadodi, all for like.
So listen.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's very weird. But the Yom HaShishi song is. Full on, like, Yom
HaShishi from... Oh, he didn't find anything about his girlfriend in Yom HaShishi. But in Kiddush, there's nothing.
You understand, like... He was Moshiach for his girlfriend, like, even if Moshiach...
His girlfriend's Moshiach? Anyway, but, so, it's actually... Halacha is very interesting in that everything has a solution in Halacha. Rav Moshe was actually asked this question in a little bit of a different way. There's a tshuva also in Igrot Moshe where he was asked, the singer wasn't named, but everybody understood that Rav Moshe was asked about listening to songs by Rav Shlomo Karlbach. And at the height of Rav Shlomo Karlbach, there was a lot of, you know, things that were not, that didn't conform to Torah Mitzvot that he was doing. Now, all of his songs, there's a difference between what you're saying and what Shlomo Karlbach's songs, they were all Divrei Kedusha. They're all, you know, they all revolved around Psukim and Tehillim and things of that nature. And also the beats and the tunes were also Jewish in nature. They weren't like rock songs. There was a problem with the mensch. There was a problem with the person himself that he was acting in a way that Gdolei Ador very much didn't appreciate because it didn't conform with Torah Mitzvot. So people asked him whether or not it's mutar to listen to his music, and Rav Moshe responded. He says there's a difference between arayot and avodah zara, which means arayot meaning thing, you know, touching and stuff. Everybody knows that was famous stuff when they would sin together in kumzitzes with boys and girls and touch and whatever. So that's begeder abizara de gilu arayot. He says there's a difference between arayot and Avodah Zarah. If a person is mumar la'avodah zarah, he can't listen to his music. If he's mumar la'arayot, and his music isn't about arayot, he says, he brings a few re'ayot to this, the arayot doesn't permeate the music, and it's still mutar to listen to that music, as long as it's Shirei Kedusha. And that's why, you know, there's such a trend in Am Yisrael today, Karl Bach music and, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos and stuff like that. Because there was a big shiloh whether or not you were able to sing his music, and it was a big deal. Nowadays, it's not, you know, nowadays they're, you know, followers of his, they're kind of like hippie also, whatever, but they tend to be a little bit more right-wing. But there were serious issues when, you know, in his heyday, that Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Aaron and Rav Moshe, and they took very, you know, very big issue with what he was doing, and yet Rav Moshe allowed listening to his music. So we see that as long as the person is not mumar la'avodah zarah, and I don't know, it's hard to say. Yeah. But he was kind of an ex Talmud of Rav Aaron. You know that,
right?
He
in the,
yeah, it's a little bit more complicated on that front, huh? But no. So the answer. So based on this, the answer to your question would be: if the person is not mumar la'avodah zarah, he's a chiloni. And even if he's mechalin Shabbat b'faresia, v'zeh shedino ke'akum. But over here we know that nowadays all the poskim, Aron Zichron Berachah, all the poskim explain that chilul Shabbat bizmanenu, as terrible as it is, it's not on the same. It's not like chilul Shabbat lishma, like they used to have back in the day. There's an element of tinok shenishba. Can you blame an Israeli chiloni that grew up? You know what it means to be raised in the Israeli education system, in the Israeli public school system? It's terrible, terrible. Because it's kfira and pritzus and everything keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Torah Tova Kedoshah. Just in Hebrew.
It's worse than like north of Hollywood.
It's probably worse because maybe there's, you might think there's a hava min of hechsher in it because it's in Eretz Yisrael and in Lashon HaKodesh, so that makes it okay. But that's what makes it even more of a chilul Hashem. Aron Zichron Berachah speaks, the Israeli education public school system is one of the biggest disasters, spiritual holocausts to befall Am Yisrael in thousands of years. It's terrible. There's, you know, Rav Shach used to, famously, he would fast every morning until about 8:30, I think it was. He would daven Shacharis and Panovich, and then he would fast. He wouldn't have breakfast until like 8:35, 8:45, something like that. So his Talmidim asked him once, why do you do that? So he says, because the Israeli school day starts at 8:30, and this is the time when there are over a million, that was at that time, there are millions of Israeli children going to Israeli public schools, learning about kfira and all sorts of stuff, and don't even know Shema Yisrael. And there's a million children in Eretz Yisrael that don't know the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Shema Echad. And he says, and you want me to eat them? He says, that's the time that they're going to schools to be upgishmad, that they're going to take them to be ma'avir otam al datan. So he says, I have a chiyuv to fast then. That's what Rav Shach used to do.
That was called the Chobar Rabbanim making staples, no? For them.
Yeah, not only for them, but
fast
for,
huh? Until 8:30 or
8:30? Until the beginning of the school day. Like the beginning of the school day, he wouldn't. Terrible. The mamash, that's what Gedolim gave him so much. He says, how can I eat now? That's like children going in to get gishmaded, you know, like going into school and being taught kfira and chilul Shabbat and to trample Torah mitzvot. It's a terrible thing. So that was his thing. So similarly over here, your Israeli chiloni artists that by and large are singing 90%, you know, pritzus songs, and then they get a little bit of sechel once in a while and they sing, Yom HaShishi or whatever it is. So as long as the person is not Oved Avodah Zarah, and the person is not singing the song. So now, what do you want to say? At least by Yerushalayim Karl Bach, all of his songs were kosher. His Hitnahagut maybe not, but all of his songs were kosher. But over here what? Most of their songs are not kosher. Some of their songs are. But nevertheless, if the song itself is kosher and the person, yes, he has problems, but he's not Mumar La'avodah Zarah, so there is a heter to listen to it. It is Mutar. Yeah. I wanted to speak about Dikduk tonight, but that didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Shulchan Aruch, yeah. He brings down a sefer, it's called Sefer Me'ashem, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He brings down that Kol Yishar Avad is dafka by a married woman.
Yeah, there's a shita like that. There's a shita like that, but we don't like that. Yeah, that's Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Ge'at.
You bring down in many places, and not just one.
Like, yeah, but we don't. We hold like that. That afilu bepnuya. We hold the kol beishai is irva afilu bepnuya because most pnuyot are nidot v'chule. So there's isure Torah involved with pnuyot as well in general. The pnuyot that are singing. So that's it's a big deal. Music is a very powerful tool. The Gaon says that the Torah was given with ta'amim because music is the key to the soul. Music is the way to get directly into the neshama. That's why the Torah was given with ta'amim. That's why at Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu said Aseret HaDiberot also with ta'amim. Because music is a very important thing. So we gotta use it right. Rabotai, always a pleasure. Laila Tov, Kol Tov. Tzlacha.